Welcome to the City of San Antonio's Office of Sustainability's Blog Talk Radio segment. This series of interviews are for the Breathe Today, Essay Tomorrow air quality campaign sponsored by the City of San Antonio. Today our guest is Dr. Colleen Bridger, Director of the San Antonio Metropolitan Health District. Dr. Bridger is responsible for implementing policies aimed at improving the health of the population in San Antonio and Bexar County. She manages nearly two dozen programs and 400 public health professionals. A nationally recognized speaker, trainer, and innovation expert, Dr. Bridger has over 20 years of experience in community development and improvement. Welcome, Dr. Bridger.
Thank you.
What are some of the adverse health effects stemming from poor air quality?
Ozone can make it difficult to breathe. It can cause coughing, inflame, and damage the airways. It can aggravate lung diseases such as asthma, emphysema, and chronic bronchitis, and it can make lungs more susceptible to infection. Ozone can cause adverse health effects for healthy people, but can be much more serious in people with lung diseases such as asthma.
Why do we need to worry about these health issues in San Antonio?
Summer days in Texas can be conducive for ozone formation as high pressure systems dominate our local weather patterns, giving us clear skies and stagnant winds. Ozone mainly forms in the highest concentrations on warm, sunny days with light winds, which allows more of the pollutant to form and accumulate. Many people engage in physical exercise to be healthy, but individuals should consider health benefits when making choices about whether to follow the EPA's recommendation to limit exercise outdoors and stay indoors when concentrations of ozone in the air are elevated.
Who is at most risk for developing these health problems as a result of air quality?
The people most at risk from breathing air containing ozone include people with asthma, children, older adults, and people who are active outdoors, especially outdoor workers. Children are at greatest risk from exposure to ozone because their lungs are still developing and they are more likely to be active outdoors when ozone levels are high. Children are also more likely than adults to have asthma.
Dr. Bridger, what can we do to protect our family from poor air quality?
A couple of things. You can limit driving and idling. Instead, look at carpooling, combining errands, using public transportation, biking or walking when it's not too hot. You should refuel your vehicle in the late afternoon or evening and make sure not to top off the tank. Keep your vehicle maintained, including proper tire pressure. Maintain your yard equipment, including changing the oil and replacing air filters regularly. Also, consider using tools without motors. Hand tools such as shears, edgers, and push mowers are lightweight, quiet, and easy to use and do not generate emissions. Do not burn yard waste. Do not burn things in trash cans outdoors. And use paint and cleaning products with less or zero VOCs.
How do we know high ozone is bad for the health of our citizens?
So the EPA examines hundreds of scientific studies and convenes air quality and health subject matter experts every 5 years to determine what level of air pollution is safe for the general public and vegetation.
Where are the air ozone monitors in Bexar County?
There are three ozone monitors in the Bexar County area, one monitor located at Camp Bullis, a second monitor at Marshall High School, and a third monitor at Calaveras Lake. The monitor at Camp Bullis has registered ozone data above the federal standard and therefore leaves us vulnerable to being designated by the feds as a smog city. Once an area is designated, federal regulations are in place to ensure compliance with the federal standard.
Dr. Bridger, thank you again for this helpful and useful information. Once again, our guest for the Breathe Today, Essay Tomorrow air quality campaign segment was provided by Dr. Colleen Bridger, Director of the San Antonio Metropolitan Health District. So let's continue this dialogue. Please follow us on the City of San Antonio's Office of Sustainability's social media channels such as Facebook, Twitter, and or Instagram. Until next time, let's keep San Antonio the largest clean air city in the nation.